96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. He or she is the love of your life until you become successful. Then your mate becomes your hater. Well, how do you handle that? How do you know? Real talk tonight. It does happen quite a bit, and we are talking about it tonight with author and health educator Dr. Sharon Allison Oddie. You know where is Dr. Sharon? And relationship expert Dr. Ivan Young. We're talking about it. Lines are open. I want to hear about your experiences. Are you having that problem? Are you dealing with it? Are you not dealing with it? Lines open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Dr. Young, Dr. Sharon, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harold. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. No hate over here, trust me. I'm good. Okay, so, Dr. Sharon, ladies first. I believe this happens a lot, but give me an idea of what this looks like, Dr. Sharon.
Well, I think that, and I'll speak from the woman's perspective because I got a lot of email and Facebook posts about from women about this, and I want to know if men experience this, but women are trying to climb the corporate ladder of success, and they want their men to celebrate with them. And if you're truly in partnership, if I bring more money to the pot, aren't we happy? You want me to quit my job? What? Mm-hmm. Why does my success intimidate your ego or make you feel less of a man? And that's what women, many women said, and particularly said, why can't men do as women have done for since Adam and Eve in the garden? Why can't they celebrate and help validate a woman's path to success?
Mm-hmm. Is this a man's problem, Dr. Young?
No, it's not. I think that we often regulate things or downsize things to gender because it's just, it makes for great television and radio, and it makes for an easy access point in terms of taking a stand. But here's the truth about it, Harold. There, when people, just either gender, find that someone may not need them anymore, or when they feel, and some of this is cultural, when they feel that, you know what, now you just kind of upset what is familiar to me, meaning that the man has always been the breadwinner, allegedly, which we know that's a bunch of bull. But and we like to live out that that fantasy of the man is the breadwinner. But the truth be told, it is more than normal in the year 2015 for men and for women to have opportunities. And I think the person that's dominant should lead. The fact that we can become easily threatened because one person represents something more in terms of financial wherewithal than the other is more of a ego validation or invalidation than anything else.
But hold on here, because you just said when someone says that they don't need you anymore. Well, I mean, you know, this is 2015, not 1815 or even 1950, and my feeling is I would prefer to be wanted rather than needed, because being needed is to me at least a demonstration of desperation. But we can talk about that at another time. Tell me what this looks like. If, as I said in the beginning, if this is about the love of your life and all mm-hmm. of a sudden you get a side eye or you hear a comment, what kinds of things, Dr. Sharon, might you hear from a spouse that may or mate that may suggest success, that that person is not as supportive of your success. That person is a hater.
Let me answer that, but let me go back and let's just be real on this conversation. From a philosophical standpoint, we can say that this is not gender related. But I guarantee you, if you bring 100 professional women in the room, 99.8% of them will say no, that they have experiences. So it is just because of our culture and history, and even popular media, that often men are the breadwinner. So I just want to say we can speak philosophically, but the reality is that there is a real issue. And the other part is, even now, there's a gender gap. So if I do the same job as a man, I actually make less. Now, what does this look like? It looks like suppressed feeling. It looks like I'm going to be mad because you're 5 minutes late getting home. It looks like that I'm going to snip and bite at you over the little things because I have some suppressed feelings and my ego is bruised. By the same token, the dominant person or the person that's climbing the ladder cannot throw in the other person's face that they're making more money or they're the big breadwinner. That's how you kill a relationship. So it's not just one-sided. You kill a relationship by being the traditional or the stereotypical person that throws it. I make the money, I can spend it and do it as I want.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. What happens and how do you deal with a situation where the love of your life, your mate, becomes your hater when they are jealous of your success? I had a situation with a buddy of mine many, many years ago where he had his own business. He was the breadwinner, making some money. Then he came to me. He was angry. His wife was getting a $20,000 raise. She was going to be making more money than he was. And he came to me and he was angry. He said, "You can't believe it." And I gave him the side eye. "Are you crazy?" I said, "It's going in the same pot." He said, "We got separate bank accounts." I said, "Who cares?
Who cares?"
I said, "They're divorced now anyway, but you know they probably had other issues." So I honestly believe that this is a gender issue. Dr. Young, I honestly do. Let's see what Crystal from Hyattsville has to say. Crystal, go right ahead. Crystal, are you there? Crystal, give me a call back if you can. You say, Dr. Young, that you don't think it's a gender issue.
Well, I'm going to say that a lot of things can be reduced to gender. But here's just like what you said with your boy. What really is taking place is that when someone elevates economically, male or female, so do the people that they associate with. So do the opportunities that they have. So do the environments in which they dwell. So what the spouse is more threatened by is the fact that, you know, you're going someplace where you have to invite me to exist. I can't exist the way you do there. And this lack of parity is what really shapes the problem. Now, if we add gender to it, I'm on the Great Love Debate Tour right now, and I'm the relationship expert for that tour, and every city is different. But here's one common thing that I'm seeing. That we know there is a glass ceiling, sticky floor concept for black men in corporate America. That has always been there, but it's been there for black women too, but it's more so there for black men. And what happens with brothers that break that glass ceiling and get disadhered to that sticky floor is that many of us really aren't that prone to wanting to be in a relationship because of whatever reason. Some of us just aren't mature enough. Some of us have been there and we've been punished by child support system, so we think, or something like that. But the truth is this. When one party has economic ability and prowess and opportunities that the other person does not have, that is what is the source bed for this stratification, especially when you're dealing with somebody that already has a sense of being either abandoned or threatened.
Hmm. Well, let's talk about the glass ceiling. Again, if we talk really about gender equity and who makes more, men or women, you know, that's one thing. And certainly our brothers have had a hard time. But I don't understand the whole punish by the child care system, because brothers need to take care of the child support system. Brothers need to take care of the kids. But back to the whole issue of support me. You either cry with me, laugh with me, clap with me, or don't be with me. And so we really have to get back to celebrate my success, whether that's economic, because it may not necessarily mean that I'm making more money than you. I may just be more public than you. I may just have more recognition than you. I tell sisters all the time, do not marry a man with a job that you think is making money, because often our lower level brothers have more money in the bank and in retirement because they don't spend as much trying to keep up with the Joneses. So that's a whole nother show.
There you go.
That's another show.
When we come back, we're going to go to the phones. Joe, Jensen, Mansa, stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876. If your mate is your hater, how do you know? What does it look like, and how do you deal with it? We'll be back in a moment.
You don't ask me questions about the money I'm making.
I can be the nicest guy in the world, but if you keep pissing me off, then we are going to have a problem up in here.
I get bonuses at work. I get bonuses at work.
Bonuses?
Yes. This is my money. This is my money, Chris. And I don't tell you everything because you're always talking about some get-rich-quick scheme. You always find something to invest in or buy or screw up.
Just trying to make a better life for our family, that's all.
Family. By blowing all my money.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. Little scene from The Family That Prays. Tonight we're talking about what happens when your mate becomes your hater. How do you handle it? How do you know? Well, we're talking about it tonight with health educator and author Dr. Sharon and relationship expert Dr. Ivan Young. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Mansa, calling from Southeast D.C. Mansa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, I'm doing fine. I just had this conversation with a female that I was saying. She was telling me that she have a problem because she makes so much money that guys get intimidated.
Oh, here we go, the intimidation thing. It drives me crazy. But anyway, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how much money she makes, stuff like that. So she said, and she also told me that she won't deal with a guy that's not making close to what she's making and things to that nation. She said that, you know, they got to be making a certain amount of money for her to talk to him, stuff like that. And I told her, I said, that's why guys use women, because I said, a guy's not going to get with a female if he feels you with him because of what he has instead of who he is. I told her, I make money. Money don't make me. I'm not going to instantly become superficial because I'm making some money. My moral value is going to stay intact no matter how much money I have. I said, I don't instantly become superficial because I make money. I said, if you want to know, I said, men don't have a problem with dating broke women. Millionaires date broke women all the time. All you got to do is look at the episode of Desperate Housewives. Look at all them broke females on there that was married to millionaires. I said, a man don't have no problem. A millionaire don't have. Tiger Woods married his nanny. A man don't have no problem marrying a broke female. It's the women that instantly become superficial. The money making them.
Yeah, with Mansa, thank you so much. You know, I don't know. She sounds really familiar. She may have even been on this program.
Well, she's a silly female. Yeah. She's a silly female.
Listen, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to have more of your phone calls on the program. What happens when your mate is your hater? How do you deal with that, particularly if you're in a long-term relationship, if you're married to them? 202-319-7810. or 855-288-4876. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Don't go anywhere.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.